Welcome to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author Christine Carlson. This month, we're celebrating a huge milestone, the 20th anniversary of the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series. As a special thank you for your love and support, visit don'tsweat.com for a free download of a beautiful original image featuring an inspirational quote perfect for your desktop or mobile device. Carry a little pick-me-up with you everywhere you go with this lovely gift from Christine and the team.
Hi, and welcome back to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast. This is Christine Carlson. Oh, my goodness, I'm so excited to be doing this today. We are going to have a great conversation coming up, and this is in celebration of 20 years of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And that has really been a movement of surrendering the small stuff so that you can live the big stuff. And I'm just so excited to have you here listening and celebrating. And I have quite a guest for you today. But let's go ahead and begin by taking a golden pause, because a golden pause throughout your day helps you become so much more responsive to life and less reactive, which is all so much about what the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff book series is about. So let's go ahead and close our eyes and sit comfortably in a chair or on the floor with your legs uncrossed. And of course, if you're driving, just pay attention to the road and use this as a breathing exercise to just get present and mindful in your body. So let's go ahead and begin by taking a few deep breaths with me. And as you breathe in through your nose, allowing your chest and your belly to fully expand, taking in the fullness of your breath. And as you exhale, just let go and relax, allowing your shoulders to fall, your hands to be heavy on your lap. Just allow yourself to relax. This time, as you breathe in golden sunlight to every cell of your being, to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and your toes, through your whole body, pure golden sunlight. And as you exhale, let go and relax deeper. This time, as you breathe in, breathing in that golden sunlight, taking in the fullness of your breath, go ahead and place your hand on your heart, activating your heart, opening your heart. And I want you to just spend a moment breathing in gratitude. And it could be something somebody said to you recently or a place you visited. It could be just anything. Just spend a moment breathing in complete gratitude. And as you breathe in one more time, breathing in golden sunlight, and exhaling, relaxing, go ahead and open your eyes. Now I know if you're anything like me, you're feeling so much more present after you do that exercise, just grounded in your body and ready to listen and ready to soak in all this really wonderful stuff, small stuff that we're going to be talking about today. All right, so I am going to kind of highlight a book in the series. And today we're going to highlight Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Women, Simple and Practical Ways to Do What Matters Most and Find Time for You. Now, guys who are listening, don't worry, because you also need to find simple and practical ways to do what matters most and find time for you. And this conversation that I've invited this very special guest on today is a man. So he is going to talk about with me how we can harmonize our lives in a way where we're really not just paying lip service to balancing life, but we're really living in harmony with life. So I am going to read from a little bit of a chapter in Don't Sweat the Small Stuff for Women, just the beginning part of it. It's called Protect Your Inner Flame. Now, I wrote years ago this book, and this is what I said. We can best be of service to others if we learn to keep our own emotional well-being intact. Our well-being is a source of strength. It is our peace of mind, inspiration, and natural source of wisdom. On the other hand, if we don't keep our well-being intact, we're not much good to others. After all, it's impossible to give that which we don't have. Think of your well-being as your own inner flame. It is a candle burning brightly inside of you. This flame is at the core of your being. When you are feeling quiet and peaceful, your well-being is intact and your candle is burning brightly with ease. Your sense of well-being is your own special light of peace that you carry inside you. It is also your innate health. Just as you might occasionally need to guard a real candle's flame gently with your hand to protect it from the wind, you also want to do the same thing with your own well-being. It's important to gently protect your inner flame so it doesn't begin to burn too low. When my well-being is jeopardized, I feel scattered, fatigued, unfocused, and unable to access my inner source of wisdom and peace. Now, each of us must find our own way to nourish and strengthen this flame. So, this brings me to my wonderful friend, Mark Romero, today. I invited him on the podcast, not only because, you know, you're going to get this very special gift offering at the end of the podcast about the meditation series that I've created for you, the 5-part meditation series. Well, Mark was so generous that he did the music for this series. And recently, I had Mark create some personal music for me that we'll talk about too, and how I use that in my own morning ritual practice of protecting my inner flame. So Mark Romero is a high vibration music artist and sound healer. His music has been scientifically proven to reduce stress, enhance mental performance, and expand awareness. Out of this discovery emerged a revolutionary sound healing technology that is helping people revitalize their health, break through barriers, and unlock their potential. His music has supported thousands of people around the world experience instantaneous healings, and he is recognized as a leader in the field of transformation through music and sound. Information on his music can be found at www.markromeromusic.com. And we'll say his website more completely at the end of this podcast, so you can be sure to look Mark up. Mark, welcome. I'm so excited to have you on the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yay.
This is great.
I know. Can you believe it's been 20 years of Don't Sweat the Small Stuff in the marketplace, in books?
You know, that is just crazy. And I think about that time, you know, back, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like, has really been 20 years? I mean, it's just crazy to think that time has gone by that much.
I know. And I, you know, I'm asking everyone on this series that's celebrating the 20 years, you know, what's your personal story? Do you remember when you read Don't Sweat the Small Stuff?
You know, it's interesting because at that particular point in time, so we're talking in the late 90s, you know, I was high-powered CEO guy, you know, trying, there was this element and this aspect of me that was really, you know, I think it was a lot about what you're talking about rekindling that inner sense of self and trying to find that purpose and meaning. I was really coming up against it in my career. You know, I'd done everything I was supposed to do. You know, as a young man, we go to school, we work our way up the ladder, we make more money and we have the bells and whistles, and then we're supposed to like be happy and content. And I wasn't. And so I was really actively out seeking and reading books and material and stuff that could help me to reclaim that part of me, which somehow had gotten lost in the journey. So, you know, for me, I remember being exposed to this material and other material that really started providing a lot of key pieces on how I could create, you know, to kind of go on with our theme today, a more harmonious life. And that means, yes, to have the financial and the physical success, but also that well-being, that sense of fulfillment, that sense of joy. And this was one of those pieces that really helped me to start providing me with some of the answers that would help elevate my life.
Yeah, you just described, you know, right before Richard died, like the really like a few days. He was standing in our kitchen, and the big book of small stuff was the celebration book of 10 years. And this was 10 years ago. He's standing in our kitchen and he was showing me the book. He was really excited. He said, "You know what I'm so excited about, Chris?" And I said, "What?" He said, "Well, I'm really excited that every 10 years there's a whole new group of people that will come to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series. And you just described the perfect age. I'll bet you were in your mid-30s about that time. And you just what you just said, you know, you've been living life a certain way. You'd hit it on a certain level. You had hit success, but you weren't feeling satisfied or fulfilled inside. And that is exactly the kind of person that comes to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series. So thank you for that. That is so true, that it is, because there's so much more, and we don't often know that when we start out our lives, do we? We just sort of start doing what we think we're supposed to do, and then we do a little more of that, and then we get to a certain age in our 20s, in our early 30s, and we're like, wow, there's so much more. So tell me a little bit more about how you found out that your music was scientifically proven to be stress reducing for people.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because, yeah, I've been playing like forever, even throughout my career, even throughout that time period, I was playing music. Now, my intention was never to become a rock star or a sound healer or do transformational work through music and sound. It was kind of my own thing. And it's interesting because I was involved in around the same time in a business networking group. And it was great. It was a powerful group. And this woman would coach people in front of the room. And there'd be, you know, 250 people in the room. And she would coach people up front. And it was kind of in your face coaching. I was stubborn. You know, I needed some in your face type coaching. And I had amazing breakthroughs in her organization. And it's funny how things happen. Was I sent her a thank you card after being in her group for a year, and I sent it with a CD with two songs recorded live. I mean, why send a thank you card when you could send one with music? So I thought it was a really cool idea. And so 6 months later, I'm up on stage, and she's getting ready to coach me on stage. And I'm ready to talk profit and loss and sales strategy and all that boring stuff. And the first question out of her mouth was, "Mark, what are you doing with your music?" And I said, "Well, nothing." And then she proceeded to like rip me a new one in front of 250 of my peers. You know, you want to look good on stage when you're being coached on stage. And she just said, "Let me tell you something. There are people that can play, and then there are those that can play with their heart, passion, and soul. You have that ability. And furthermore, you're ripping off the world by not sharing it. I want you to come back with a CD for sale the next meeting, or don't come back at all. You can go sit down now." I didn't even get a chance to rebuttal. I literally dragged myself back to my seat. And because I'd invested, you know, a good amount of money in this group, I knew that I had to come back with a CD. And that CD, out of literally being forced to step into this, ended up a couple years later, getting in the hands of a former top consultant to NASA that discovered frequencies or qualities within my music that actually help listeners to tune and harmonize their energy. So that's how it all really began. And that connection really kind of changed my life forever as far as my perception of life and my place in it, the universe, how life works, and started me on this path of really doing something with music, something that was much more in alignment with my passion, my calling in life, and how I could bring that forward to help people in their lives, help people on their journey, which is something I've always had a passion for and always wanted to do. So that's how it all got started. That little project. It's amazing.
That is, isn't that? It's just how the universe speaks to us, though. I think, you know, if you're open enough to listen, that we each have our own unique gifts to share with the world. And fortunately for you, you had somebody that called you out on, you know, on your gift and being able to share it. And, you know, when you said tune in and harmonize your energy, you know, I think that that's a great way to segue into the chapter that I began to read about protecting our inner flame, because that is so much about what that inner energy is about tuning into, and I love the word frequency of it. I think that's a beautiful segue. So let's talk about how, you know, how a person can use your music to do that. Because I know in my own work, what I've started to do after I had my session with you and you created my own track, I play that in the morning while I'm working. And it really does help me harmonize inside. I feel so balanced and so, it just feels very clear. Like it helps to clear my frequency. That's like a tuning fork in a way. Like it's so much of being creative is about being that tuning fork to spirit. And I find that when I listen to your music and after I meditate, I feel much more clear and like I'm a much more clear tuning fork. So let's go ahead and talk about that. Share with our audience, you know, a little more about that. Explain that a little bit so they understand what we mean by tuning into that frequency and clearing that energy.
Well, I love the whole concept of the inner flame. I mean, that's everything. That really is the center of our universe. You know, that's where we create from. And that's why it's so important to tune and harmonize that aspect. That's our state of being. And our state of being, ultimately, as we're all beginning to learn, shapes and shifts our experience. You know, where we've been brought up in school to believe that doing does all that. No, we're not human doings, we're human beings. You know, and how we be is ultimately everything. So to really bring it down to earth in a way I think that we all can understand. I love the guitar, okay? I think the guitar is the coolest instrument. Of course, I'm completely biased being a guitarist, but I think it's a great metaphor also. And how that is that we all have facets of our lives. You know, we have our health, we have our relationships, we have our spirituality, we have our careers, we have our purpose, you know, our happiness, our joy, and our fulfillment. Those are like the strings. And then we take action through those facets. That's the strumming and the plucking. And then, of course, we produce results. That's the music that we express through our lives. Now, we could be the most masterful action taker of them all or guitarist of them all. But if those strings aren't in tune, you're never going to play beautiful music. You're never going to be able to create what you have the ability to create. So in essence, what we're really doing with this music and the vibrations of it and how it impacts listeners is we're providing a resource and a tool to help people to tune their strings. Because you have no chance of making your life a beautiful symphony if you're in a state of disharmony. And I think we all want to have a beautiful symphony in our lives, right?
I love that. And I, you know, I'm trying to think of like those times where I actually don't force myself to write when I'm not feeling tuned in because I don't feel like it's authentic. You know, that I only write when I feel tuned in and feel clear enough to access it from that place of harmony and balance. So I love that.
So essential. And it, you know, and let's face it, life's crazy. I mean, we're exposed to a lot of different things that cause stress and put us out of tune. I mean, just the chemicals and all these different things in our environment, you know, and then just that's even before we get to the stressfulness of life itself, you know, and dealing with the dynamics of relationship or business or our health or whatever it might be. So, I mean, we really do have a lot working against us to keep ourselves in tune and in harmony, but yet it's completely within a possibility. And that's, I think really what I'm doing with the music today is, in essence, finding a way for people to rise above the static and noise of the modern day world so that they can restore harmony and get themselves in tune so that they can operate at a higher level, be more connected, be more in harmony. And let's face it, life is much more enjoyable and we're much more empowered, like your example is perfect, of what we can create when we're in that state, in the zone, so to speak.
So tell me more about the how the guy from NASA, what he did, because that's a fascinating part of your story. And I've heard it before, but I know our listeners probably haven't, and I know they'd find that very interesting.
Well, Dr. Jones had gotten one of my CDs, and Dr. Jones was a really interesting guy. He was a former top consultant to NASA. He was a quantum physicist, a microbiologist. The guy had more letters, you know, one of those guys that has more letters after his name than his last name itself.
Yeah.
And so he called me up one day and he just said, hey, you know, somebody gave me your CD and we've been doing some preliminary testing on it. We want you to come to this lecture we're doing on energy disruptors and bring your guitar, and I think you're going to be blown away. Well, little did I know that that meeting was going to change my life forever. It's kind of like my discourse in energy 101 or something like that. So I show up with my guitar in hand, figure I'm going to, you know, play during donut time or something. And during the course of the lecture, they're talking about that we as human beings, we're energetic beings in nature. We really are made of energy. If you break us down to a subatomic level, we're energy vibrating at different frequencies. And that our physical body, our health, and what we create in our lives is an outpicture of our state of being or our energetic frequency. So, I mean, I'd never heard anything about this. I mean, I was blown away. Well, as we got more into the lecture, they started demonstrating how things we use every day, like cell phones, like Wi-Fi, like laptop computers, and different chemicals we use in our environment, are actually compromising our energy and putting us into a state of disharmony. And so I'm like, oh, I'd never, you know, I'm seeing, they're actually demonstrating on stage how things we use every day make us go weaker. Well, after they're doing these demonstrations, they go, Mark, come up here and play your guitar. I'm like, okay. And I start playing and I see people's physical energy shift instantly in front of my eyes. And I was blown away. And quite honestly, I was really kind of terrified by what I was seeing. It scared me. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I want anything to do with this guy. This is out there, woo-woo stuff. I was completely uncomfortable. And after this lecture, a few weeks later, Dr. Jones gives me a call and he said, Mark, you know, we are so excited. We've done some more testing on your music. Your music, when it plays in the environment, has the ability to tune and harmonize listeners' energy fields, resulting in an instant increase in strength, flexibility, endurance, coordination, and balance, which you can demonstrate with just by pushing on the on button, and also a shift in brainwave activity where memory, focus, creativity, intuition are all enhanced, and there was a dramatic reduction in stress. He said, your music does all this, and it helps us to maintain that state when we're being exposed to these different, you know, negative influences in our environment. So I said, yeah, I don't really understand what this all means. And he says, well, he goes, what it means is we want to buy 1,000 CDs from you and start selling them. I said, well, that I can relate to. I'm not so sure about everything else, but that was how I kind of started. And from there, I started getting testimonials back from people, how the music was helping them in everything from elderly parents with Alzheimer's to children with autistic to people recovering from surgery to truck drivers who had this habit of grinding their teeth because of stress and they're playing the music and they're not doing it anymore. I even had a guy tell me, he said, man, forget Viagra, dude. He goes, I played your CD and lit some candles and made my wife dinner. I'm like going, now that's a heck of a testimonial. But
that's a don't sweat the small stuff testimonial.
yeah, it is. So
that's,
you know,
what
that's
about the big stuff testimonial.
So that's how it all kind of got started. And then from there, I started really kind of utilizing the music and the state that it puts us in to not only tune our energy, which is rising above the stuff in our environment, but also into the second level of harmonizing, which is about using music and sound to help people let go of limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions that they hold in their subconscious and conscious minds.
That's beautiful. Do you have your guitar near you right now by any chance?
Well, you did tell me that I better be prepared, so yes, I do.
I thought, well, that would be really awesome if you could just play for a minute while give people a little sampling of your music, and then we'll talk a little more, and we'll tell you about the meditation series that Mark and I created together with his music and my guided imagery. So let's listen in, and let's listen in. I'm excited to share you with our listeners.
Absolutely. Well, I want to preface this because it's going to actually kind of launch us into a little piece, okay, with a little intention behind it. But one day I got this beautiful email from a woman, and it was classic. It says, Mark, is there any way you can make a song to make my husband a better man? And of course, you know, being a husband, I immediately go, oh my gosh, Lara would, my wife would be playing that in the house all the time. You know, I mean, it's like I would be retired by now just off that one track. And my response to her was, I said, you know, I could play the most beautiful piece of music in the universe, but if your husband doesn't want to become a better man, it doesn't matter. So there's this is a collaborative dance with the music, but also your intention. So I think what I feel inspired to kind of do is kind of launch us into this piece and ask everybody that's listening, are you willing to set the intention to reveal another piece of your magnificence, to reveal another piece of your masterpiece that you really are? Because that's really what the game of life is about. It's about removing the pieces that are hiding the masterpiece within. And so with that, I just put it out there. Are you willing to set the intention to have a breakthrough, to reveal another piece of your awesomeness? So I'm going to assume everybody says yes. So what we're going to do in this piece, this is a little musical mantra piece to kind of help accelerate that process. And so while I play this piece, all you have to do is one thing, is just focus your attention upon your breathing. That's it. So just take a couple breaths and just notice how you expand and contract. Take some nice deep breaths. And just breathe. Deep breath. There you go.
Wow, that was so great. Oh my gosh. I feel like it unleashed some new awesomeness inside of me.
I love it.
Wow, you know, that was just beautiful and so perfect for the whole idea of nourishing the inner flame. Mark, thank you so, so much for, you know, coming on the podcast today, sharing your music, your high vibration music with us. And I just also want to thank you, our listeners. You'll be able to receive the 5-part meditation series that Mark and I co-created together. And just thank you so much for bringing that amazing, amazing music to the guided imagery. I know that everyone is going to enjoy that so much, and they can find out more about you and how they can work with you in creating their own music, and how all of your different offerings at www.markromero.com. And thank you so much, Mark, for coming on the podcast, especially in light of this 20th anniversary celebration. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Yay. So everyone, come back again. It's going to be a year of celebration. I'll be doing many of these interviews, and, you know, in really encouraging the movement of surrendering the small stuff to live the big stuff for the next generation. So bring your millennial children to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series. If you're a fan, make sure those millennials get a copy, because they need it. They need the guidance, and they'll love it. All right. Thanks so much to everyone listening, and come back again.
Thanks for listening to Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff with Christine Carlson. Visit don'tsweat.com for your free download of a beautiful original image featuring an inspirational quote ready to make its home on your desktop or mobile device.